Hi, everybody. Well, this is our Saturday night program, which is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. We're on Station 2 on BBS. And the date today, if you didn't know what it was, or if you're listening to an archive, this is November 8th, 2014. And when we go to the Lightship, you're going to be bilocated. You're going to be there probably about 10 minutes. And it only works live for the people listening. So if you are listening to an archive right now, then you're going to feel the peace energy. And that'll give you, once you hear the archive, then you can try to get on the shows on Saturday night to go to the Lightship for healing. And you want to just request one particular healing that you'd like to have, and the light beings will be helping you. And we normally go into maybe half a dozen rooms or so. Every Saturday night is a little bit different. But we'll do some clearings now for everybody. So here we go. So what I want to do is clean away or clear away some densities. And let's release the problems that you could be having with maybe emotional tendencies of something. So here we go. Think of a situation. And I'm going to release that. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. A little more energy for you. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And let's now bring up the light beams. So energize the first one, which will be the male energy. So I'll use the word stronger. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And here we go. Let's release and get some more energies here. We'll do the non-gender. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And next we're going to do the females. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so we'll see if our co-host is out there. Are you out there, Kathy?
Yes. Hi, Ron. I'm here. Hello, everyone. You're listening to Creation Lightship Healing on Saturday, November 8th, 2014. And just a few announcements before we get started. You've probably been receiving some email reminders about the upcoming intensives that Ron holds on the weekends. And just to remind everybody here on the radio, the next four-hour Ascension Preparation Call will be held next Saturday, November 15th, followed by the intensive conference call for eight-hour healing on Sunday, November 16th, and then the next two Sundays. Well, it'll be the 23rd and then the 30th. And on those intensives, Ron does a lot of work to clear out parasitic alien life forms that affect us all, and he'll be doing a sample of that tonight when we go to the Creation Lightship. So if you'd like to be on the mailing list and you are not yet already, we do have, for your convenience, a place to sign up. And all you'll be getting is just reminders of these teleconferences and any special events that Ron could be holding. Ron's website is creationlightship.com. And on the right side, there's a place where you can sign up for the newsletter and then just put your email in and press go. And you'll be placed on the mailing list. So you'll get the reminders in your email box. So, Ron, will you be taking any calls tonight?
Yeah, we could do that, sure. We'll see what what's new out there. So today felt pretty decent. Had about three timelines kind of gooped up this morning, but other than that, right now it feels pretty good. So back to you, Kathy.
All right, that's good. Those who would like to call in, the number is on the bbsradio.com page for Creation Lightship Station 2. And also there are other numbers there where you can dial to listen in, as well as the BBS Radio has an app. And you can also add that to your mobile device and tune in that way. And I've been using that once in a while. It's really handy and convenient. So nice to have the app on the phone, especially when you're traveling or you can't get to your usual computer or listening devices. So also we have a chat room. It's the CLS chat, and it's very easy to use and sign up for. And in the chat, we post comments and questions to Ron and reactions to some of the healings that he does. And to sign up for the chat, you can simply go to profile and add in your alias and a password that's for yourself, and click on go, and you'll get in. And on the chat page, there's a lot of information that our moderator has created, so you can find more information about Creation Lightship and Ron Amatron and the healings. Most all the links take you right to the specific part of the Creation Lightship website that you would be interested in. So there's a lot of good information, and it's a lot very easy to find. It's been made available to you. Okay, so let's see. I can take some questions now. And also, please feel free, listeners, to continue to send your questions to clsquestions@yahoo.com, because I'll be reading that. And also read that later to both the chat and the email address when Ron takes us to the Creation Lightship, so we can see what kinds of rooms or areas you'd like to experience healing in. Okay, so Ron, someone requested here timeline crash, if possible, to clear. It's kind of a general request to clear stress, but maybe people can relate to this in their own particular way, their own specific personal way. So anyway, I'm going to pass this on to you, Ron. Request to timeline crash, stress that we're experiencing lately.
Okay, so if you're stressed out, you could be on many timelines. Oh, boy. Yeah, say so. So somebody else, you may be stressed. Here we go. Releasing a timeline for that. I'll do five timeline releases. So think of your stress that you may be having. And here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Another timeline release. One, two, three, four, and five. And another one. One, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So, let's see how that's doing for everybody. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, I think it would be nice to, after a pretty hectic week, maybe if we're experiencing some stress, we could also have just sort of a sample clearing of maybe a mental clearing. I know you do the emotional clearings a lot too, but sometimes, so often, our thoughts affect our emotions. So if that's possible, Ron, over to you.
Here we go. So, mental clearing. So, one, two, three, four, and five, and one, two, three, four, and five, and one, two, three, four, and five. Oh, man, a lot of yawns tonight. But energy is out there moving along.
Well, remember, we did change back the clocks here in most of the states in the United States. And for some people, that really didn't feel like enough of a gain of time. So, we got an hour back, but didn't feel like it. So there's that timeline. Still, we're trying to catch up with ourselves. Okay, so Ron, someone wrote in here about their particular situation, and they're asking you a question about what happened to them. So here's the situation. Ron, about 30 minutes before tonight's program started, I looked up at the full moon and saw a large chemtrail running across the moon. All clouds and chemtrails were lit up brightly. I looked away for just less than 5 seconds. When I looked up again, the clouds were completely rearranged and the chemtrail was far away from the moon. Yet the wind was very calm. What happened? Was I abducted? This hasn't happened to me in such an obvious way for quite a long time. Your opinion, please.
Well, I don't see an abduction. I just see the maybe the timeline shifted. That's what I would say. You had a timeline shift that moved everything away from you. So that's what I would say. I think you're still on the same timeline that you were when you viewed it, but all of a sudden it just shifted instantly. So that's kind of a good thing.
Yeah, Ron, if people notice something strange like this, where you see something, then you look away and you look back, and it looks completely different, and it was only just a couple seconds, would that be a good time to ask ourselves what timeline we're on?
Use your finger exercise, you know?
Okay. Yeah, well, I think that's these kinds of questions bring up strategies we can use. Maybe we don't have to wonder about what happened to us. Were we abducted? Were we this? Were we that? Maybe we should just instead right away notice things and employ a strategy that we're learning here on the radio program. So many of the tools that we can use, even if we do not have the computer online clearance or you to go to, simply implement the finger exercise, or also if we happen to notice a whole big change of emotions or situations, ask what timeline are we on, and then ask that we put ourselves on the creation timeline of the now in the light and see how it kind of changes that back to more of a reality, present reality. Did you would you like to comment on that, Ron?
Yeah, the finger exercise is a good thing to do. You know, just take one of your index fingers, either left or right hand, and without really thinking what you're doing, you just want to move the finger with it pointed upward, maybe a foot away from your body, just so you know your arm is kind of cocked, you know, a little bit. Then just move it over and see where it stops. Have your body tell you if it's directly on center. As you look out, you know, you can see it like directly opposite your nose, straight on. Then you're in the now timeline. Now, if you happen to be to the right, you're in the future, and to the left, you are in the past. So you can always move the energy and move the timeline by moving your finger. But that's always good to check so that you know where you are. And if you do feel a little strange, maybe you're just not here. That will help to indicate where you're located at, or at least that you're not here anyway. And you can also do the mind a heart drop to get back here in the now, too. So back to you, Ann. They're doing both, actually.
Yeah. You know, I had the experience of traveling to a destination that is actually not in the future, not 2, 3, 5, 6 hours ahead, but actually was 3 hours behind where I came from in California. So when I arrived, I was actually in the past rather than in the future time. And I noticed that a lot of people around me, too, were just a little bit, you know, were trying to catch up, you know, trying to feel more normal in a past time zone. So I had work to do there, so I quickly utilized the tools by doing the finger exercise, the commanding my spirit and body to be on the present timeline of the now, and then also the be here now and exercise as well. And I had to do that several times a day in the morning to get myself a little bit more oriented to feel like I was on the present timeline. But it worked because I wasn't always able to get to a computer. I just did the commands, and it really helped a lot. And I feel like I was, you know, one of the only ones who was, you know, around me who was in sync with the energy of the area I was in. So that was really helpful. Okay, so Ron, we have a request here for some oxygen. Someone realizing that they need some fresh air. So could you please offer up some fresh air to us at this time? Thank you.
Hey, here we go. So oxygen. We'll get rid of the alien oxygen that's probably bothering you. So here we go. Releasing that energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. And getting rid of more of that. That's on the website, too, a free clearing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's see how that's doing, everybody.
Oh, that really feels good to me. Maybe when we're on the light ship, we can get some more oxygen.
Oh, yes, let's do oxygen now. Yeah, I got rid of that stuff. Maybe you're feeling better because it is much better. So let's bring in some oxygen. Here we go. So stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, that may help you there.
Okay, everybody take a deep breath. Really enjoy that. Appreciate that, Ron. Okay, some more strategies. What would be a good way to encounter crowds and events, especially with certain holidays coming up, where it will be literally unavoidable to be touched by people or, you know, brushed up against or poked or something, especially if there's little kids around? And, you know, we want to keep our body energy to ourselves. So maybe we could discuss some techniques that the Creation Light Ship offers just as a proactive, you know, and also a reactive strategy to remain clear in our body temple of other people's energies. Ron, you do have that amazing multifaceted and very effective clearing called Eliminating Alien Attack Clearings. It's one of Ron's recommended healings. It's under Alien Attack Removal, but the whole name of it is, it's just so much more than that. It's called Eliminating Alien Attacks, Shapeshifters, and Alien Parasites. And it's a very relatively inexpensive. You have to buy it by the month or by the week. It's not a whole life clearing because it utilizes many steps. And so Ron has devised it to clear out alien parasitic life forms and all kinds of activations that they create in us that we're full of if we're over age one, and a lot of other things too. So Ron, can we discuss one of the potential parts of that clearing that would help us to navigate through social situations where we know in advance we're going to get touched, but we want to mitigate or reduce the effects of that, of being touched?
Yeah, so you could be getting the alien critters coming to you. So that would be on the Eliminate an Alien Attack page. That clearing is, I think it's $30 for the month. So if you're interested in just checking that out, that is one way, because you can get these things off of you, you know, pretty easily. Well, I won't say easily, but at least they'll get eliminated. You do the body shrink wrap. That can pull your energy directly to your body. That's very, very good. Next one you could probably do, we got the slime and the, I think we have a slime and a web coat and something else, I believe.
Sludge?
Sludge, yeah. So that can help you too somewhat. You may want to also do the energies for courting from people. They can bring, you know, the energies to you, you know, from people courting you, and they can touch you and court you. So that may not be, you know, a good thing to do, you know, as you go out and about, as people start doing that to you, touching you, then you have that type of, you know, situation going on. So that could be kind of disconcerting.
Yeah.
From there, you may want to do, let's see.
Ron, you know what I was going to ask, though, while you're thinking of that is, okay, say, will it work as a strategy if we go into the alien attack removal? We know we're going to be at a social function, or we know someone's going to try to hug us or something. Can we just go ahead and set the timer for the alien and the option that you have in the alien attack removal to maybe, let's say, for 9 hours or something, and have it run for the entire event, so that even though we're getting touched, the light beams will be there to sort of, you know, catch it and clear it?
Yeah, you could do that. Just put your into a space clearing. That may help maybe clean out the room that you're going to, and maybe that might even help as a side benefit to get rid of some of these critters that could be in the people.
Oh, that's
so
great.
There's quite a few clearings that could work. I'm trying to see if what else you could do.
So if we use option 4 on the alien removal, alien life forms removal, it says alien life forms transferred obtained by touching others. That's on option 4. And then there's a drop-down box that has dead life forms, dormant inactive forms, living life forms, hidden dormant eggs, other. Specify below. If we don't know it, can we just click on unknown and let that be running for like 600 minutes or the duration of the event and feel somewhat protected?
Yes, I would say so. You could even maybe even get the skin misting water. I've had people do that, too, and they said they feel much better. And I have people who even use it, you know, like on buses and things. They have to take a trip, and they just kind of, you know, gently squirt the seat a little bit or wipe it off with the skin misting water. So back to you.
That's a good idea. Okay, so you mentioned the crown chakra cording release. And I know there's an option on there where you can do the energy shrink wrap. Can you, Ron, run that over and over and over again every day without having to go through the other steps? Because I know that's like step five or something on that whole cording release.
Yes. Yeah, I don't see any reason why not. You know, you can definitely do that.
Great, because I like these clearings you have that have so many multiple purposes. Once you've used it for its reason, you can still use another part of it for a bigger, broader protection. That's really very nice. Okay. So there's many, many ways to protect ourselves and keep clear if we're going to be in public And we just gave you a lot of options and strategies for doing that, keeping the alien life forms or shapeshifters jumping into us or parasitic energies, many ways to clear those out or prevent them from really affecting us in the first place. Okay, another question here. Someone wants to know if they can use the clearing you have, the natal barcode clearing, to type in the name of an event that they're going to, in addition to doing the timeline crashes, and have that help them keep in the clear of being messed with while they're at that event by aliens.
Well, yeah, you could. It will work. It wasn't designed for it that way, but it could work that way. You know, because it will take the letters and numbers, like an address or something. The NATO one was designed and put up so that you could get rid of maybe current situations in your life. Meaning that, let's say that you have a, all of a sudden you just feel like something's happening to you. Remember, the NATO one is stuff put on you from your birth, okay? And you're programmed to have, you know, that situation happen to you. So just kind of remember that. And so it's already in place. And so normally you're not going to have anything else maybe coming to you that's new, because that's already there. Sometimes they do add extra things, unfortunately, to us. And then you have to go through, you know, the process of, you know, releasing it. But, you know, aside from that, you know, you want to look at, the NATO chart is mainly stuff like barcodes and maybe having a bad year in your life or something, and so you know that you have some barcodes put on you that's causing that particular situation. And normally you put numbers in, dates, nicknames, your name, different things like that, so that you're able to get these things off of you. But they're already put on at your birth, so you could. If you're doing something and be proactive, you could use that same clearing for that. But you may want to also look and see what's going on with you in your life. And, you know, and maybe you may want to do the psychic billboard in its place, because that is what you're dealing with right now. And but, you know, if you're going to an event, yeah, you could probably try that. I don't see why it wouldn't hurt. And also doing timeline, you know, crashes on it.
Okay, yeah. They're mentioning that this event also has acronym or initials. They were thinking about clearing those, too. Something that they're kind of attached to.
Yep, I would say, you know, do that. That's what it's designed for, so yeah.
Okay, great, because it looks to me like this is sort of a reunion type of thing. So, again, they're... this question is leading to, at reunions, you typically hear people say, I haven't seen you in so long, but I've been thinking about you. So, they're looking for the next clearing to do after a reunion. So, for example, this person hadn't seen someone in 30 years, but yet that person was on the back of their mind. And also the other way around. So they both were thinking of each other. They were wondering, is that really a cause to use the dark side mind control transmission clearing, or can they use something else, like perhaps option two in the alien attack shapeshifter clearing, which option two, I guess, is alien attack channeled through humans, just someone who's thinking about you type of clearing.
Yeah, but the thinking one normally is the, if you know the person, that would be the dark side practitioner. So it's a different clearing, but, you know, it's hard to say which ones. You know, the dark side practitioner is designed to get rid of most of the stuff. The other ones may be more of a lesser type of clearing, but they still could do something.
Uh-huh.
The dark side practitioner, you want to repeat that probably about 3 times.
Oh, really? So, 3 times? Ooh.
Yeah, because if they're on you, they're on you. So you want to continue on with that, you know. So whenever you do one with that, when somebody is working the magic on you, then you want to stay on that. And you know, you probably want to get a unlimited version so you can keep on it and get them off. So
okay. Do you have to put their name in there next to your own, or can you just run it in general, your own name?
Well, you can run your own name. That could help you in case you put a whammy on them. That happens. And then put their name in and just see what happens, in that situation. Normally, you're going to start feeling better, within maybe the first, first hour of the clearing. You should start to feel your energy system changing, and you should start to feel a bit lighter.
Okay. Well, Ron, I tend to think this will be very helpful for upcoming reunions, which is, under the guise of holiday gatherings, because people do feel a lot of this heavier energy and also a lot of dread. And I think that that's related to all the courtings and the mind control transmissions that are going on. And, of course, that's not what really people think they're worried about, is maybe not having enough money, or what other people are going to say about them or think about them, or how they may have changed physically since the last time they saw them. They get all caught up into this mind spin about getting together with people in reunions, and even try to avoid them altogether because they're just so filled with too much drama and anxiety and past memories that are not comfortable. So I think this could be another strategy that would really help to kind of lighten up those heavier types of things that are unavoidable, reunions or get-togethers, using some of the clearings, dark side mind control practitioner, and option two in the alien attack, where it says non-aliens attack, and then you have listed here different in-laws, other relatives, and also pets. So that's kind of interesting. We could put a pet's name in there and clear out mind control transmissions sent by pets. Wow. I wonder if anyone's ever done that. I've never heard of anyone clearing out mind control transmissions, or at least if I heard that. I've heard people say they have mind control transmissions from their pets, but I'm not sure if I've heard of people really clearing them. Have you, Ron, heard of that, people clearing psychic attack energies from their pets?
I have heard a couple of people doing that, but normally it's not the norm. So, that's, I'm sure it could happen. You could have somebody hop in there into the animal who doesn't like you, but I'd rather not go into that. That gets to be that's probably more like on the Friday shows,
Yeah. So the names of the clearings we're discussing right now, for those who missed it, because I see a question here in the chat room, Ron, we're discussing the various and sundry uses of the eliminating alien attacks, alien attack removal clearing, which is under recommended healings. We're also discussing the use of the dark side control, mind control transmissions clearing as a way to help with alleviate the heaviness and the energy and the dread we feel around reunions that are coming up in November and December and on and on. And also thoughts of other people. We can admit that we have those in ourselves and use the dark side mind control transmission clearing to free ourselves of our own mind transmissions and psychic attacks. We all do it. It's just part of being here and part of the program that we've been put on by the dark side. So these are all tools we can implement and use to our much advantage. I particularly like option four in that that alien attack clearing, because I do have to deal with the public a lot, and I find myself, getting what we call slimed, which is getting touched. And sometimes, it's just something you just can't avoid. And sometimes I fall back on old habits myself, and maybe touch somebody accidentally, and then I realize, or touch somebody on purpose, and I realize accidentally shouldn't have done that. So, force a habit. But there's always the clearing to run to, And then, of course, those force of habits are actually robotic programs, we've learned. So we can clear that, too, or at least lessen them somewhat. So there's lots of options in this fabulous, multifaceted alien attack removal clearing that will help us, as a strategy to get us through the next few months. Okay, so Ron, it's almost 40 minutes after the hour. Would you like to maybe prepare us for what we can expect on the Creation Lightship visit tonight?
Yep, so we'll be going there in a couple minutes, so you can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And you will feel yourself getting a little bit lighter and also out of time as we go up. And you're still going to be able to see things around you and, down here, but you're going to feel and maybe even see light beings or sense their energies. So it's a very easy process. You just request, one particular healing. And that's all that you have to do. So here we go. We're going to go up right now. So going up, and maybe you could give me a few of the
Ron, maybe we could give people a chance to type in their requests, rooms. And while they're thinking of some place to visit, Ron, maybe if you wouldn't mind, there's a request here for another mental clearing so we can have some focus on what you're saying, so we can be put on the timeline of light in the now. So it's a request for another mental clearing.
Okay, so here we go. One, two, oh boy, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. So that should help you be a little more maybe heart-centered here, getting out of your head. So let's go up to the light ship, everybody. So here we go, going up. One, two, three, four, and five, and we're there. And let's now go into the first room. And this is the room for detoxing your body. And we have hot tubs there, so this will be the purple hot tub. So here we go. As the energy comes into you right now, so stronger, 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 and stronger. And next room we'll go into is where they have the deer. This is kind of a really nice room. And little deers are coming. So here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And do you have any requests there?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I typed some in for you. Here we go. Pegasus and oxygen.
Okay. So Pegasus, so stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's go into the oxygen room. This will be the purple oxygen. So one, two, three, four, and five. Excuse me. Wow, pretty heavy. And somebody also wanted number 51 oxygen. They're all a little different. So here's 51. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's go into the rainbow waterfall room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we have one for skin healing. And also the rainforest room. Hang on, boy. Somebody has a throat problem. Back in about 30 seconds here. Wow. Boy. Okay, let's go to a room to help out people's throats. Wow, yeah. Here we go. Might be lung problems or something. Almost said I got a fur ball here. So here we go. Throat, lungs. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Boy. And again, the waterfall room, rainforest room, lots of water. And here we go. And we're also going to where there's ferns. So request your one particular healing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'll go into a couple more rooms here. So let's look at the room that has the pink energy. So here we go. Stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And another room we're going into is the room that has the goats. We haven't been in there for a while. So here's the goat energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's see. How about one more room, Kathy? Anyone that you would like to suggest?
Oh, I think there's a request for a pain release, magnets, floating magnets, please.
Okay, floating magnets for releasing pain. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's get rid of some of the pain here. Releasing that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, oh boy, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's do like muscles between people's shoulder blades. So here we go, releasing that energy. So stronger, 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 boy, stronger, 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 and stronger. This is a rough night. Boy. Okay, and let's take away entities now. So we'll do that down here because entities don't go to the light ship. Let's release an entity. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so we'll come back from the light ship, everybody, and bring in our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, and plants back. And you're going to feel the energy changing as I count from 5 to 1. So coming down, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. So back to you.
Oh, that was very peaceful, Ron. Very, very serene. Oh, thank you for that excursion. And while you're taking a sip of water, I just want to explain that, in case people don't know, when Ron takes us to the Creation Light Chip, he is taking through his physical self a lot of our densities. So he feels it. He doesn't know who it's from, but he just collects it and feels it. And that's what he does as a light being, clears out our own densities, including some of that pain in the fur ball someone had it stuck in their throat went through Ron. So we really appreciate that, Ron. And this is just a sample of what Ron does on the Creation Light Chip Weekend Intensive. And so you can imagine how, with all the light beings working on us for the entire weekend, we are really, really cleared out. And it is, many people say that they have just had no idea how dense they were until they got cleared out, and it just feels fantastic. Sort of like being a reborn sort of a feeling and getting a lot of energetic ETs that are doing a lot of damage and robbing us of our life force energy just off of us. And a lot of healing can take place then, not to mention our spirit can return to that place that was being held in darkness. Oh, boy. So the oxygen felt good, too. Okay, so Ron, you mentioned while we were on the light ship, clearing out muscles in between the shoulders, and I think you did that clearing for somebody on a program just recently on Monday night, because I see here in the clsquestions@yahoo.com, somebody wrote a very nice comment about the healing, and he says that, I guess maybe he had requested it. He writes back that, or he or she writes back, my girlfriend said about 20% better on her shoulder, but really didn't notice it until she woke up the next day. And yet during the healing process, during the program, I guess, I saw a white light surround her body extending out about 2 feet, and it looked like it was pulsating and throbbing. I felt my heart was growing and that it was being held carefully in energy hands, way more than what I have described was happening, but I can't find the words to express. And just she just thanks you so much. Anyway, what do you think about that, Ron? This woman or these people were really feeling some genuine healing, and she even saw it. Your comments, please.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. You don't always know what happened. A lot of times the healings work at night when you're sleeping. So if you didn't feel anything tonight during the light ship healing, just see how you feel tomorrow morning when you wake up. So that's one way you can actually see, you know, how effective the healings are. And then it depends how much gunk you have, too. So... remember, your energetic bodies give you your problems. That's why you have problems, because they got activated, you know, through your DNA got activated, and it dumped the energy into these bodies. So that's the problem that we have by living on Earth here. There's no simple fix for all this stuff, but we do have some things that can help you out immensely. But the main thing is that you... you know, you probably will feel something, you know, when you wake up in the morning here if you didn't feel anything now. So let's do the, I'm going to release some energies. I'll release some entities. So if you do have pain, let's get rid of those entities. So here we go. One, just start clearing them out here. This we do on our call that we have on Fridays. So we do... entities releasing from people. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and just see how that's feeling now. And so back to you.
Okay, that felt great to me. I guess we all have entities. We pick them up easily. Ron, if we do the entity whole life clearing or attend the teleconference that you hold on Friday evenings, 5:30 p.m. Pacific time, if we still feel pain, should we run the entity clearing online for that particular target area?
Yeah, that's a whole lifetime clearing, so
yes.
You may want to do that if you have pain for quite a while, because you could be having entities coming into you throughout your whole lifetime, causing, you know, that type of problem. I don't know what else to kind of recommend doing there, because entities, they do come in us all the time, and just by touching somebody, they can come in, and they look for similar problems that, you know, their past owner has and that you have, and they can also give us the addictions that we're dealing with. So that gets to be very disconcerting. All of a sudden, your personality changes slightly, and when that happens, and all of a sudden you're taking on all the energies of that entity that wants to live with you. It's very much like people talk about, you know, some type of body organ transplant. We'll just talk about the heart typically, and people will have a new heart from somebody else. They will take on the energies, mannerisms of the person who they got the heart from. So that's kind of been documented quite often here. So just kind of know that, and that's the same way with entities in a sense. They'll hop into you, and maybe you never played golf before. Now all of a sudden you want to play golf because you walk by a golf course. And you don't know why you're doing it, but it just feels right to you. That's because the entity that hopped into you definitely wants to play golf. And, of course, you know, why not? You know, that's what they're used to doing. And maybe the person that, you know, they belonged to before, that emotional body, the person's no longer living, and they found you. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, so I think entities is another clearing entities with the emotional, I mean the whole life clearing, unlimited, is another good strategy for keeping ourselves as clear as possible and also keeping true to who we really are, finding our real true self by clearing out the entities through the whole life clearing, and also the entities that lodge themselves into our various body parts can be cleared out on the teleconferences that Ron mentioned. And these are all really great things to keep in mind when we're dealing with the public and our families, and we also seem to notice strange behaviors or things coming out of the mouths of our friends, the things that they might say, things they never said before, or if you go with your spouse or partner and you're at a party and you hear them talking in a way that they're not used to talking or saying things that doesn't sound like them, that could be entities, because at social gatherings, entities love to, it's a party for them too, and we're the hosts, and they're having a great time with us, and that's just what's going on. Right, Ron?
Yep, that's correct.
Party
yeah.
for the entities.
Yep. You're the host.
Yeah.
Their life. Yep.
Yeah, and if you don't like to be the host and you don't like them feeding off of you, then we have creationlightship.com, a lot of solutions that very much work. They really do work. If you listen to the archive, you can hear people talk about the results, the satisfying results and the resolutions that they achieve by employing these online healings that Ron created. And so we like to talk about them here in the radio program and give listeners an opportunity to learn about them and utilize them for themselves. Okay, so Ron, another question about another online clearing you have. It'll have to be a quick answer because it's 57 after. Person would like to know a little bit about what they can use the alien all-parallel lifetime clearing for, and is it really needed? Is that where we put the emotions in?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it is needed. It's a little different than timeline crashing, and it goes into, that's probably the one with alien life forms and other planets, I think. So you are connecting to energies that are connecting to you that could be, either typically off-planet, I would think. We do have a couple in there. They're older clearings before the timeline crashing, but they are very, very effective. I've had people do them along with timeline crash, and they go, wow, what a difference that made. So they do work well. I'll do a sample here real quick before we get off. So this will be the Parallel Life alien one here. So here we go. A parallel life being an alien, having one with you. Probably don't know that, but here we go. They sneak in, so I guess that could also be a shapeshifter. So here we go. One, two, releasing these out of you. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So if you felt your body jerk or, twitch or something, we got rid of one of them, or maybe more. So let's do the mind to heart drop to close the program down. And here we go. So you have to command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts in your head, very, very simple, and put them into your heart. And I count from 10 to 1 backwards. If you do this for maybe a week or so, you could probably just use 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It would work perfectly fine, too. But for the newbies, I always do 10 so you actually feel the energy shifting and going down. So here we go. You'll be at peace in a minute. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. So that was the mind to heart drop. Thank you all. Thank you, Kathy. And we'll see you on the next BBS program, which is Monday at 4 o'clock Pacific, Station 1 on BBS. Thank you.